leaders thought up to excuse their evil deeds and defeat. It was not always so. Franklin D. Roosevelt, Harry Truman, and Jimmy Carter were not ashamed to be photographed with a Confederate flag. Dwight Eisenhower wrote a letter rebuking and correcting someone who had called R.E. Lee a traitor. In the newsreels of World War II and Korea, our flag can be seen painted on fighter planes and flying over Marine tents. In the first half of the 20th century, every single big Hollywood star played an admirable Confederate character in the movies at least once. Those days are gone forever, as you well know. Although I doubt if you know how really bad it is. When we had the controversy over the flag in South Carolina in 2000, some 90 or more historians issued a statement declaring that the war was about slavery and nothing but slavery, and that all contrary ideas are invalid. They claimed that this was not simply their opinion. It was irrefutable fact established by them as experts in history. They didn't put it exactly this way, but they were saying that our ancestors were despicable and that you and I are stupid and deluded in thinking well of them. There are 100 different things wrong with this statement. These historians are not speaking from knowledge or evidence. They are merely expressing the current fashion in historical interpretation. It's a misuse of history. Indeed, an absurdity to reduce such a large and complex event as the War for Southern Independence to such simplistic and self-righteous terms. Historical interpretations change over time. 50 years ago, the foremost American historians believed that the war was primarily about economic interests and that slavery was a lesser issue. 50 years from now, if people are still permitted to voice ideas that differ from the official government party line, historians will be saying something else. Remember this. History is human experience, and you do not have to be an expert to have an opinion about human experience. Furthermore, the kindergarten lesson of history is that human experience can be seen from more than one perspective. Never let yourself be put down by a so-called expert who claims to know more about your ancestors than you do. The qualities needed for understanding history are not some special expertise, but are the same qualities you look for in a good juror. The ability to examine all the evidence and weigh it fairly. And history is not some disembodied truth. All history is the story of somebody's experience. It's somebody's history. When we talk about the war, it's our history we are talking about. It's a part of our identity. To tell libelous lies about our ancestors is a direct attack on who we are. It is right and natural for all people to honor their forefathers. We have every right to honor our Confederate forefathers because they are ours. But there is more to it than that. We Southerners are especially fortunate in our forefathers. They not only won a place in the hearts of us, their descendants, they also won the lasting admiration of everyone in the civilized world who values an indomitable spirit in defense of freedom. That is why our battle flag, which is being suppressed in this country, appeared spontaneously at the fall of the Berlin Wall and among peoples celebrating their liberation from communism. Our Confederates are admired by the world to a degree seldom granted to lost causes. I find that thoughtful Europeans speak respectfully of the Confederacy, as did Winston Churchill. Foreigners have a great advantage in judging the right and wrong of the war between the states. They don't automatically assume that everything Yankees do and say is righteous, true, and unselfish. They view Yankees without the rose-colored glasses with which Yankees view themselves. The most basic, simple fact about the war is that it was a war of invasion and conquest. Once you get clear on this basic fact, everything else falls into place. This is no secret. It is plain in the record. The rulers of the North openly declared that it was a war of conquest, to crush and punish disobedience to government, to create a powerful centralized state, and to keep the South as a captive source of wealth.